Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday. Brandon Peoples with you this morning, and it's our opportunity to get caught up with what's going on here in the city of Manhattan. Joining us on In Focus this morning, City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning, Mr. Fear.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Mayor Wynn Butler. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. City Commission has their second meeting here, the second legislative meeting of January here tonight, 7 o'clock. And again, those are available in person. Seating for the public is limited to 29 due to the COVID restrictions. But the good thing is we live in a good era of technology and you can stream those anytime. Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, and the city's Facebook page. Cox Cable Channel 3 is working again, as I understand, correct?
Yes, we do have that working again. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll talk about a lot of things coming up here on the agenda tonight, including airport parking and establishing a housing advisory board. That'll be both discussed here. But before we do that, let's kind of talk about a little scheduling, some meetings you have coming up here over the next couple weeks, Mr. Fear.
Sure. You know, January is kind of a time we use to refocus, and as such, the commissioners will have their annual goal setting session and retreat this Friday, the 22nd. That'll start at 1 o'clock. It'll be hybrid. The in-person portion will be in the city commission room here at City Hall, so we can broadcast it, and then also with hybrid participation, and really look at focusing on just a little bit of year-end accomplishments, but really focusing. There's a lot of things carrying over from last year. A lot of things got suspended last year, so there's already a lot that carry over and is on the plate, and just want to re-look at those and anything additional that the commission may want to seek to focus on. We also have the first city-county with Riley and Pottawatomie County meeting scheduled for Thursday. Looking at getting acquainted with some of the newly elected commissioners, and also talking about some legislative issues that are of interest with the legislature starting back up again. I think the Pottawatomie County Commission requested an update on our joint maintenance facility, which will utilize the intersection of US 24 and Levy Drive is the entrance to that as it goes back to the wastewater treatment plant there. And we do plan improvements for that intersection as part of our overall corridor management improvements. And that was anticipated with the project. So we'll give an update on that particular project. And then, just a time to reflect and discuss future issues we might want to tackle and talk about this coming year.
I was just going to ask real quick, we haven't talked about it in a while here, but maybe this would be something that might come up here in the new year, is the Blue Township status and what's going to happen in the future. There's any updates on that?
Sure. So that is one of the items that got suspended, the annexation study for that particular area. We did suspend the consultant's work on that, and so that's one of the carryover projects that anticipates happening this year. And one of the things we'll look at is we've got a number of other items such as the uniform development ordinance and a number of things that were suspended, the housing study. There's a pretty long list there, so that's part of what we want to have a discussion with the commission about, on just reprioritizing which one of those we want to move forward with. Again, they are all budgeted to continue, but when we want to tackle those. Again, that's one that was suspended, and there's probably at least probably another couple of months worth of work of just getting additional background information from the consultants and vetting that before there's a draft document to look at.
Okay.
Next week, we have some additional meetings. The commission work session will focus on departmental updates, accomplishments from last year, and then what they see as some of their key issues and projects for the year as we look at that. And then next Friday on the 29th, we're looking at the kickoff for the strategic planning process with the consultants planning next on the commission agenda tonight is to appoint a committee to help with that. But that would start at 1:00. It will also be hybrid in person there at the city commission meeting as we look forward to that process getting underway and good community participation in that process. But starting with the commission and focusing on some of their goals for this strategic plan that's really focusing over the next 10 years plus for the community.
All right. So lots coming up here over the next couple of weeks as we kind of kick off 2021. Mr. Butler, do you have any priorities here over the next couple of weeks with these meetings at all?
Well, I think the, getting that strategic planning group and also the consultant, and if we can get our heads together and come up with some really simple priorities that we can execute, that's the big thing. And of course, I want to see that, really focused around the three things I've been talking about for 10 years, which is, taxes, the budget, infrastructure, and a plan for growth, but it's got to be responsible. We can't be going crazy trying to build a number of things that get us out of whack with the budget process. So I'm hopefully we can focus in that direction.
All right. Well, and I've been driving around, take my daughter to school here about an hour ago, and seeing all the construction we have going on here in town, and might just ask you real quick for an update on that Kimball College Avenue intersection. Looks like it's coming along pretty nicely. They're working on the lights out there.
Yeah, the traffic signals are pretty much in. They'll take some adjusting as we finish up some of the other edge work. So they should be close to getting the Kimball access to Via Christi Hospital and the surgery center there completed. The lanes are continue to be closed off because there's some right-of-way work that needs to be done. So we probably won't fully reopen that intersection until we get all of those lanes back open, because with them working on the right-of-way, we want some lane closure still to allow those workers to get some of that accomplished. I know they're still pouring some sidewalks on College and some of those other areas. There's some work down on College by the baseball stadium where we have that bus and transit turnout. That's getting done, and that's kind of a priority area with baseball will be starting up next month, late next month and in March. But those are moving along, and most of the actual roadway improvements are nearly complete, and the signals will function better once we get all the lanes back up, but now they're just in a timing cycle right now because of we're having to use some of the turning lanes for some through lanes, but that will improve. Fort Riley Boulevard, of course, the bridge project at Wildcat Creek, that will continue through pretty much all year. After they finish the bridge on the north, the section of the bridge on the north, and that roadway, that the traffic will transfer over to the new bridge and road, and then they'll build the southern half. There were two bridges there previously. That's actually going to be a single bridge and elevated quite a bit. So some other peripheral improvements, including a sidewalk from Westwood down to Rose and Cutter and connection to the trail. Of course, the trail's closed there underneath during that construction. So there's a lot of work. Again, that's a Kansas Department of Transportation project, one that we've been waiting on for a long time. We're going to have some other work at Rose and Cutter to the south there, as we've got a box culvert that needs to be replaced, and that work has been awarded and should get started here probably later this month, and that's going to close off that Rose and Cutter road access going south. So South Manhattan Avenue would be the only access to the transfer station and the Hunter's Island area for a period of time while they replace that box. It is a precast box, so it'll go a little bit faster than if they were constructed and in place. So those are the main ones. We've still got street work occurring, a lot of utility work. Of course, the other big component for 12th Street there at Aggieville is close to being completed. It's substantially complete, and look to hopefully reopen that before too long, as well as there will be some interruptions there around the parking garage with Laramie Street and 14th Street. I noticed they were starting to work on some of the sidewalk there on 14th Street. So still some some pockets and areas that we're focusing on. And certainly as we get into the new year, then we'll be focusing on new projects that will also include more work on Kimball Avenue, both there between College and Denison, and also between Denison and North Manhattan, and also out by Candlewood on Kimball. So as well as our normal street maintenance work that the 210 sales tax is funding, there's quite a bit of that work happening throughout the community. So still lots of barricades and orange cones to come and maneuver around. So ask folks to please be safe. Yeah. Fortunately, it's been a fairly mild winter so far.
Yeah, that has helped to get some of these projects moving. And I noticed over here by the Eisenhower Middle School that you've almost got to where the bridge is going to be installed. It looks like that's getting pretty close.
Yes, thank you. The Kirkwood extension is going well, and that's kind of the last piece. You can see there Kirkwood has been extended, and the bridge is kind of the last piece. I think the probably is going to take a good part of the year. I don't know whether that'll be done for the opening of school year in August. That's a possibility, but it may be lasting. I think their actual timeline is a little longer than that. So I think that project could go into the fall if they keep getting good weather. Hopefully it will finish early. Of course, our recreation centers that are under construction, Douglas Center is progressing very well, and we're hoping for a public opening in February sometime. We believe the rec center there at Anthony, Susan B. Anthony, will likely open sometime in April, and then Eisenhower will probably follow in July. So that's the timeline. We have seen some COVID delivery of equipment that's kind of delayed some of those things, but for the most part, the contractors have been doing a great job to keep those projects on track.
Very good. I might just also ask here, with that, I live in the area here, and is there any is this in the works here to maybe improve Browning? I know this, it seems like it's getting a little rough right there by the middle school.
Yeah, we've got some joint failure there and some other components. We wanted to wait till that construction is complete there at the middle school and get rid of that construction traffic impact. So I anticipate there will be certainly some maintenance work to be done there. And if it's a larger project than that, it'll be something that'll hopefully we'll get worked into our annual street maintenance program.
Gotcha. A lot of projects going on here, and we appreciate the updates on those, obviously. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more from City Manager Ron Feer, Mayor Wynn Butler here on In Focus in just a moment on News Radio KMAN.